Today we call it ketchup, but there was once a segment of this nation that knew it as catsup. Today we visit with a man nicknamed the Big Tomato, who will set you straight on the story behind the product and why such a large bottle of it is sitting in Collinsville, Illinois. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Mike Gassman says you may use this condiment every day, but you probably pronounce it differently.
This is catsup with a C, C-A-T-S-U-P. Now, you'll be hard-pressed to find anybody around here that actually pronounces it catsup.
The Berks brand was made here in Collinsville, Illinois, home of the world's largest ketchup bottle, which is actually a water tower at the old factory constructed and painted to resemble a Berks ketchup bottle.
Originally, catsup and ketchup, both of the spellings were about the same popularity all across the country. And what happened was eventually ketchup with a K won out because of the popularity of Heinz.
The Brooks Catsup Bottle Water Tower still spells its ketchup as catsup, K-A-T-S-U-P, but you won't find even that brand with the old spelling anymore. The government says so.
Over the years, Brooks has changed from a C to a K. Back in the 80s, the FDA finally put their foot down and they have theirs listed only as a K. So that has sort of become the predominant way of doing it these days.
Brooks is no longer manufactured here, and the 1949 water tower was in danger of being torn down. But folks like Mike and Judy DeMoisey stepped in.
It was kind of in decay by the early 90s. It had been painted a couple of times along the way, but it had been dormant for about 25 years. And we came along and decided it needed to be repainted, restored, and we took it back to its early grand days.
Today, the catsup bottle is the largest around, no matter how you spell the red condiment, and it has people stopping by to get a glimpse at the bottle so high in the sky. Traveling the countryside in Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.